This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to Nobody Panic, the podcast where we take just really expansive, complex topics and we just break them down really simply into a how-to, you know, how to be confident, how to take rejection, how to use the dishwasher.
Here it comes. This is perhaps one of our defining podcast episodes.
Our magnum opus.
Thank you so much. That is the word I was searching for and have finally found. This is how to load the dishwasher from one person who has never, ever had a dishwasher. Not when I was growing up.
I didn't have one when I was growing up either.
I think that is a big part of the problem. If you weren't raised with one, you're inherently quite afraid of it. Because it's always going to other people's houses, going like, and then, and now I don't have one now. And from your side, Stevie, none as a child, but now?
I do have one. And I don't want to
brag,
big up my own horn, but I've had one for nigh on 4 years now.
Have you?
So the reason that we're doing this, by the way, is that, and hello to you if you're listening. I did a show the other day. Two girls came up. One was called Meg. Hello, Meg. And I've forgotten the name of the second lady. Both were absolutely lovely. At this point, I'd had three wines and not eaten since like 1 p.m. So, you know, yes, I went on stage and immediately dropped my wine on the stage. That's what I did. And that's, you know, so that's the level. And that's why I can't remember the name. But they said, both of them were like, oh, could you do how to load the dishwasher? And then they both said, you won't remember this tomorrow, which shows you what state I was in. And I thought,
but she has remembered.
Look, it's either going to go one of two ways. The first way is going to be a lovely, charming episode. I've got a lot to emotionally unpack about dishwashers. Mm-hmm. And then we've also got some absolutely cracking tips. Or it's going to be absolutely baffling, but what a lovely way to spend 40 minutes in this current climate where everything is terrible, everything
Why
is very
not?
meaningful and scary, and the news is awful.
If you are
if you're listening and you're a dishwasher,
you're going to love this one. I keep confusing the word dishwasher and washing machine. So it's a strong start out the gate from me. Mm-hmm. If you are a dishwasher fan and you love it and you've got your own special ways, I suspect you're going to absolutely hate this episode. But stick with us, if only to enjoy saying, that's not right. Here we go. Plowing
in. It's going to be in depth. Before we jump in, though, let's do what we do every week, where we swap the most adult thing we've done this week. I feel like I've already said mine. You know, I did a show and dropped wine and made up an episode, but I've got
I think yours is fantastic.
What's your adult thing this week?
Yours is very good. Mine is, I have been... This isn't the adult thing, but I've been going to the gym. Thank you.
That should be your adult thing.
I know.
You're not really a gym.
No,
like, you don't like going
I
to
don't.
Gym. It's not your vibe.
I don't, but I've been going. And on That's the return so from the gym, I walk through Ridley Road Market. And if anyone knows and loves Ridley Road Market, or just imagine literally any market, it is very much a 100 bananas for a pound, 100 strawberries for 7p. Like, everyone just shouting.
Are there fruits in bowls?
Fruits in bowls.
Yeah.
fruits in bowls, tipping the fruit into a little brown bag for you, real market stuff. And I went through a few times and I was like, these are very reasonable prices. So I was like, yeah, blow me down. Yes, please. So I was taking all this fruit home. Then I was just leaving it on the counter.
That's what you do with fruit?
Leaving it out. All my strawberries were barely lasting the hour. Then I had to throw all the strawberries away. So what I was basically doing was paying to be a waste disposal service for the market.
Yes.
This happened on two occasions. I was like, this is unsustainable. Now I go to the gym. I buy my substantial amount of fruit and vegetables from the market. Under £5. And yet I'm weighed down with fruit. I get home. I take the green heads off the strawberries, chop them up, put them in freezer bags, Stevie.
No.
Yes. Then I put them in my freezer.
I store them in my oven. Oh.
Then I leave them on the counter. But now they're in a bag.
That's really good.
No, I put them in the freezer. And I honestly, when I'm doing it, I feel like a Kardashian or something when they're like, let me show you how I like pack my fridge.
They often go to the market.
They famously go to Ridley Road Market. There is a move on the internet for like, and you know, not to be heteronormative, but it mostly is ladies. Like packing in a way that like looks exquisite, but not really sustainable. Like Khloe Kardashian's Oreo pots is what I will say to you. If you wish to Google that in your own time, that's up to you. Not you, Stevie, not you.
Well, I've got to.
No, we haven't got time.
So, okay.
Yeah.
You've put them in the freezer.
Yeah.
They're frozen. Mm. When you defrost them, do they not go all wet and soggy?
They're going straight into my smoothies.
Okay. Now we've got to the real knob.
The smoothie is already cold.
What the hell is Khloe Kardashian doing with those Oreos in that jar?
Yeah.
Why has she done that? Is a woman. That is the definition of a woman with too much time on her hands.
Because the thing is, they don't eat them. That's the main issue.
So at this point,
if this is new to you, you will have to pause the podcast and Google Khloe Kardashian's Oreo jars and return
Everyone
to us.
Everyone did it when you said it. It was too exciting.
They were already gone. In which case, welcome back, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Stevie, what's your adult thing?
You know what? I'll just come out and say it. We've been taking my puppy, Piper, to puppy classes with a very, very kind, but also very staid Turkish man. Mm. And it's Piper and then like loads of other puppies. And it's really nice, but for the most part, it's just been me being like annoyed at how good all the other puppies are. And also just being like, oh, yeah, all right, cool. Like, you've got all them cool treat pouches and I've got a bin bag. And I'm always late. And Piper always drinks from all the other dog's water bowls. Anyway, the last one was of the week and she was by far the best.
Stop.
I was so proud. She went and said hello to all the puppies, but in a very nice, measured way. She did all of the tricks, on the way from the tube to the Victoria Park where we take her, the trainer, he like followed us from the tube and was like, I've been watching you walking. I hope he doesn't listen because he doesn't sound like that. I've been watching you walking and Piper walks so well. She's improved so much. She's incredible. And he was a little bit like, Piper's naughty. And now he loves Piper. And so I felt like...
redemption.
I guess the feeling is redemption. And it's being like...
the hero's journey.
Comes home from school and it's like, I got an A. And you're like, yeah, you did.
When they all told him that he couldn't get an A.
I did that. Yes, exactly. So she got an A in being a dog. And he was like, you should maybe bring her to the... I do another class, which is like agility. Essentially like Crufts training. It's not Crufts, but it's like... you know, fly ball and all that. He's like, she'd be really good at that. So my dog's going to be a fucking fly ball champion, okay? That's all I'm going to say.
I will be so excited for your journey into insane show dog parent.
What you do have to do is you have to have a very solid merch, which is pictures of your own dog all over you. And you have a team of like 12 people that all turn up at once with things like Piper's Pals on the front of it. And then you just scream.
Obviously, we'll be working something along like the Pied Piper, obviously.
That's so much better than Piper's
Pals. That's why I'm in merch and you're supposed to be throwing the ball in the ring.
Yes.
Listen, I'm so excited for you. I cannot wait to be front row wearing my Piper t-shirt at Crufts. We're going to fly ball. Okay, see you next week. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh no, sorry. Do stick around because now we're going to tell you how to put dishes in your dishwasher.
Right.
cracker of an episode.
Okay, right. Okay, so let's begin with your emotional feelings on the dishwasher.
They're strong. As we've discussed, didn't really grow up with a dishwasher. Actually, I grew up with, and I don't know if this is a northern thing, the plastic bowl in the sink, and then you do the dishes in the sink with the plastic bowl. And I know this because this is a contentious thing, because some people do wash their dishes and there's no plastic bowl. It's just nude sink. Mm. That makes me feel sick, but I don't know why, because there's nothing wrong with it.
So yeah, this is the thing, and already the bile is rising because this is my family, no nude sink, no dishwasher. My grandma, bowl in the sink. Grandma lives in North Wales. Grandma is from the north. Born and raised in Lancashire. The bowl for me was like, what the fuck is this bowl? Like, what is the point of the bowl? Because you're just making a smaller sink within the sink.
In the north, we don't like large, vast spaces.
Keep it as small as you can. Yeah. So I think that is something that is a real, if you grew up with one, you think a nude sink is horrible. And if you didn't, you're like, what the fuck is this bucket?
Although you were repping for the non-dishwasher folk.
I don't know why we didn't have a dishwasher. I think it's that.
You've got an Arga, but you don't have a dishwasher. That doesn't make any sense to me.
It does. That's actually very on brand for the rural community, you know? Dishwasher is fancy. That's for fancy folk.
But Arga isn't fancy.
It ain't fancy. It's I know.
It's for the farmers. Because honestly, it's like when country. I met your Arga, I couldn't, I was like, I remember thinking in my head, is it all hot?
Yeah, and it is all hot.
If I touch any bit of it, and it is. Will it hurt?
Yeah, everywhere. It will hurt everywhere. That's the thing. It's very confusing. But a dishwasher, for some reason, was like a dishwasher to me was like people who had cans of Coke in the fridge. Like, that was the fanciest thing.
Oh my God.
I could possibly
imagine. What you mean. Yeah.
So I don't know why we didn't have one. And then I think it's that, like, if there was like, oh, the glasses all come out all cloudy, and you know, this sort of like, your glasses don't feel nice when they've come out. Listen, we're going to get into it, right?
There was a lot of oh, you got to clean it before you put it in.
Right.
What's
so
the
that's
point?
The thing.
That's
I think
my dad said a lot.
Yeah. As a teenager, I remember seeing that. Like, my auntie had one. I remember being like, so we have to completely rinse the plates in the sink, almost as if we carried on for 4 more seconds, we just would have done it. And then we put each one in this thing, and then we leave it for 4 hours, and then we have to come back. What if we just did it?
It's really loud.
And it's so loud. What if we just did it quickly and then it's done? What if we just carried on doing the washing? Anyway, right.
How are we so excited about this? No, I was going to throw a curveball question at you, real quick, which was, when do you think the first dishwasher...
Oh my God, that's my favorite question. Yeah.
...was registered for a patent?
1896.
1850.
Oh,
but you went 18. See, I would have said like 1984. I would have been like, soon.
I only know because I know whenever the patent things come up, it's always like breathtakingly far. Like the fax machine was Abraham Lincoln time. Like, it was so,
God.
Yeah, that's why. But even then I was still impressed. 1850. Good job.
It had a hand cranked rack system.
Perfect.
There was another patent that was granted in 1865, hand cranked rack system. And what was great was that there was the first patent, the dishwasher was made of wood and was cranked by hand while water sprayed onto the dishes. And then the other one was, it had a hand cranked rack system. So that was where the rack was introduced.
Oh, brilliant.
And it's described as, neither device was practical or widely accepted.
But also, I bet once you're cranking that thing round, you're like, what? If I'm using this much effort, why don't I just wash the bloody dishes?
It's a full body experience rather than just a hand experience.
Right. This is much worse. As I put my crank round. Thank you. That's lovely. Mm. I've gone down a rabbit hole of how they actually work. There is a number of, I was reading about it and I was like, I don't really get this. So I Googled video inside a dishwasher. I thought there'd maybe be like one with, you know, a few hundred views. Who else is going to watch this? There was hundreds, and they had an average of 9 million views. So clearly this is a thing. And once I started watching, all the calm meditation apps kept coming up as adverts. So clearly this is a thing people watch for a soothing experience. So if you've ever on a hot day been to one of those, or a cold day, truth be told, one of those like a large square in a town, and then they've got like little waterfall jet things, and like toddlers like run up and down them and like, when will the jets start? And like that sort of thing, and the jets go straight up. That's what's happening inside your dishwasher. But those jets are would knock a toddler down. They are strong. And so it's those jets are coming up, plus they're rotating. So it's like a rotating arm of like something spraying a crop field or something like that. And they're all coming up at the same time. And then there's a rotating one from the top as well coming down. And the jet spray is very hard, like you putting your finger over the end of a hose pipe. Like you, it's trying to like blast off the food and the stuff on things. Mm-hmm. And I think, and it's so, even though I knew that you weren't supposed to put stuff up the right way up, like just a bowl, just like upright.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. I knew you weren't supposed to do that. But actually seeing it, I was like, okay, I see, I understand why more, you know, that like everything has yes. to be upside down. I mean, obviously, so everything can like run off, but it's because these jets need to like get at everything. And also the sort of don't overstack the dishwasher, which is something people shout at you. I was more like,
everyone shouts.
Because yeah. I was like, who cares? Just throw it all in. What's the problem? But now I see it is because these jets of water have got to get individually into the things. And if everything is too stacked together, the jets can't get in, so nothing can wash. Yeah. And as often with life, if people are shouting you a thing and you're like, but if you don't know, understand why, you're never gonna listen, and you're just gonna keep on doing it your way, you know?
No. And also the thing about, and the reason that I have such an emotional problem with the dishwasher is because when I moved in with my boyfriend, that was the first time I had a dishwasher. Mm. And he's had a dishwasher his whole life. And I think this is the thing. People have their way
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that then they get quite like weird about.
Mm-hmm.
And so, case in point, my sister's boyfriend does this thing where he puts all of the cutlery, you know, in the little, there's a little tub for your cutlery. He puts all the knives together, all the spoons together, all the forks together. So then when you're, you know, taking it out, you just pick them all up and put them in your drawer. You don't have to be like sorting through them like I do.
Let's seamlessly move ourselves to what should be happening with your cutlery, because, and this comes from Ideal Home Reader's Digest, dishwashers.com. So this is the out and out that is that if you do exactly that, which seems so obvious, like put all the forks together and then I just pick them up and I put them in the fork drawer, then they will do something called nesting, which is when they get so close together. So like literally spooning, you know, everything's so tucked together. And what can't happen? The jets of water can't get through. So you need to mix and match up your cutlery. They need to be right. separated. And then they're like, handles up or handles down, issue.
Yes.
And again, I'm saying, because it feels very like a very contentious, you go to someone's house and if you put your things in one way, the owner of the house comes around like very passive aggressively, like does it differently.
And that's the thing, it drives me insane.
That's why there's such the issue, the dishwasher is such a hot topic. We won't be told.
It makes you feel like a child.
Yeah, it's someone telling you.
If you haven't grown up with a dishwasher, also as well, you may have grown up with a dishwasher and your parents stacked it one way and then you move in with someone else and then they stack it a different way. And then you're like, but I like stacking it this way because I've always done it like this way. And they're like, no, but this is actually technically better. And then it doesn't matter. It's like, it's a personal preference and we've all just got to live with that. But I think it's something that among couples and among flatmates, I think it is a point of contention.
It's huge.
And I think you've got to commit to stacking it your way if you want to, but letting someone else stack it their way. And okay,
yeah.
Unless they're stacking it so poorly
that
it's like
no,
a disaster.
It's got to be so just... I think the thing just has to be like, let people stack the dishwasher poorly, you know?
Yeah, but what if someone puts like one pan in and then puts the dishwasher on? Like, what would you do in that situation?
The thing is, so when we're like, why would you tell me off for my way? I got it done. And we're like, my way is fine. That must be how, when people looking at
the
us.
The one pan person.
Must be how we feel looking at a one pan person. And we're like, oh my mm-hmm. God, oh my God, I have to say something. Okay, listen, everyone find your way through in your own way, but no one is right and no one is wrong, except for don't nest your cutlery and don't put your one pan over the jet of water and a number of other do's and don'ts that we're about to tell you now. So the handle up and handle down thing, I haven't finished. This is such an issue one, the handle up or handle down. So, but everybody does. So, oh, and also cutlery, we don't do silverware and stainless steel at the same time. Ideally you should just wash. If you have silverware, you should just wash your silverware by hand, ideally.
I don't think I know what silverware is. This is a real moment for me. So when you've got like
there are three types of cutlery, roughly. Mm-hmm. Stainless steel, silver plated, and silver.
Oh, I don't think I've ever seen a silver forks. I think that's fine.
You probably have, not a silver one, but a silver plated one you definitely have. Silver plated is like one in your house that is a bit fancy and has like a fancy trim and like looks a bit, maybe it has like an initial on it or something, and you maybe got it from like a car boot sale and you're like, my name is S and there's a one with an S on it.
That sounds like you've done that.
But yeah. I think I've given you some. That's why I'm confident.
Lovely. Well, I've got the forks that you gave me, yes.
Yeah, so like that might be silver plated, not actual pure silver. And then stainless steel is just like a completely run average looking.
Your average. I think I thought when people say get the silverware out, they meant stainless steel, it's the colour of silver. That's just a word for any fork.
It is.
Now I see that actually people do have silver cutlery.
Obviously the silverware does mean the actual silverware. But if you were at someone's house and someone's dad was like, get the silverware, that just means the cutlery. Doesn't necessarily mean go into the attic and get grandmother's silver, you know?
But there is actually, people do have grandmother's silver and it is actually silver and you're eating a knife and a fork that is silver, and then you shouldn't put that in with your stainless steel.
Or your silver plated.
Normally being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Because you're silver plated, do you not think you've probably got like a man washing your dishes for you anyway, called like, you know, Jenkins?
We're ignoring silver, that definitely shouldn't go, but silver plated and stainless steel should not technically go in together, because putting two different types of metal in contact in a humid, wet environment is the perfect recipe for corrosion. So this is why your metal, thank you. That's why your metalware might come out, you know, not looking its best out of the dishwasher. It's because you have put in too many different types of metal. And that's,
understood.
It's got upset. The handle down thing is, especially for knives, obviously handle down. Safety. You know,
handle up,
blade down, blade down. Sorry.
Blade down.
And also it's supposed to like drip all the way down it rather than drips running the length of it. The drips are sort of, it's ideally it should go handle down so they drip down. Also, I think it's gross flicking the stuff up onto yourself to put it down, blade up, you know?
Yeah.
Don't do it. So handles to the top, please, everyone. Don't put wood, cast iron, fine china, crystal, get your crystal out of there for God's sake, Stevie, or hand-painted dishes into the dishwasher. These are for hand.
Yeah, so when you buy like a nice little, for example, say you like went to a market and there was this little hand-painted bowl and you thought that'd be really great for crisps, and you got it, and the person you do a podcast with comes around and you go, do you want some crisps? And they go, good Lord, Stevie, for example.
Did that happen?
You have one of those. Yes.
Did you
want some crisps? And you went, oh, this is, look at that bowl. Like, it was great. I felt really good. Then you put it in the dishwasher and then all the paint comes off. Like, say that happens.
Say.
It's devastating. Mm. It's devastating. So I think if in doubt,
it's because those jets are so strong. They would knock a toddler down. So of course they are going to knock the paint off your fine china. They're going to break the fine china in there. That's the thing about the dishwasher, is that you do feel like it's just like, well, it just goes in and then it's gently sort of sudded. And how different is it to me doing it with my hands? Very, very different, completely different, very dangerous, very hard experience in which a water pressure needs to mimic the power of your hand getting the food off there. Like, of course it's going to be Of course it's going to be strong.
I mean, serious business. Mm. I think it would be prudent for me to talk about rinse, aid and salt.
Please, get on there.
Literally 3 days ago, I went to load the dishwasher and my boyfriend said, oh, I need rinse, aid. And I said, what's that? So this is 4 years in. I have never once didn't know that you had to do it. He's just been quietly doing that whenever it needed it because he loves the dishwasher. This is the thing. He's now explained it to me. Now I understand. We live in an incredibly hard water area where like everything is covered in limescale. It's like it's everything. And so the salt goes in, and I he showed me how to do it. Looking at it, the salt goes in the bottom. All dishwashers are different, but you have to like pop a little thing out and you pour it down there. And the salt helps to soften the water in hard water areas. So you don't have like loads of shit all over your dish, all of your dishes. And then the rinse aid, I didn't realize this, but like it changes the consistency of the water so that when you open a dishwasher, this is the thing that always got me actually. Open the dishwasher, and you're like, why are there no droplets of water on anything? And they dry really quickly. That's what's great. You don't have to like dry them often. You just sort of like take them out. The rinse aid changes the consistency of the water so that it kind of just like blurs.
It's literally aiding the rinse.
Oh my God. This is like when my sister said, a suitcase, a case for your suits. And I couldn't, and it was like I'd taken a hit from a bong. I could not deal with it.
It's like I'd taken a hit from a bong. Okay, it helps water rinse off the dishes. It does this by reducing the surface tension of the water, meaning it sticks to surfaces less easily and can drain and therefore evaporate away. And as such, it helps prevent watermarks to help your glasses come out sparkling and crystal clear. Rinse aid is key if you want great drying results, although not as fundamental as dishwasher salt for general upkeep. The sodium in dishwasher salt combines with resin balls in your dishwasher's workings to absorb the hardness of the water. The resin balls have a negative atomic charge and the dishwasher salt has a positive atomic charge. Oh my God.
Neutralizes it.
The calcium and magnesium, the calcium and magnesium swap the sodium ions, removing the hardness and softening the water. So when the resin ball sodium stores are exhausted, it comes with built-in sodium stores, you need to add dishwasher salt so they can absorb more.
Who knew that so much was going on? Literally just thought there was some water spurting out. That was it.
Right? But it's not. There's so much. That's why the thing. That took them from 1856 to now to perfect the dishwasher. You know, it's a good process in there. And that's what the hard water can cause the glasses to become cloudy over time, as well as clog up the insides of your dishwasher with limescale.
Limescale's my issue. May I also say that one thing I did do is that I switched everything in the flat to like eco-friendly stuff. So dishwasher tablets and things like that, and dishwasher detergent and everything. Very, very bad for plant life. Very, very bad for the fish. Very, very bad
full
for
of
the world.
Full of chemicals.
Full of very bad chemicals. In fact, I think a lot of them actually say on the back in little things, this is fatal to marine life. And you're like, oh God, right, okay. Yeah, you've just said the quiet part out loud.
They have to say it, and then it says, for full ingredients, log on to this very difficult website and put in this code. We're not going to print the ingredients. You have to find them.
I think they got in touch through the podcast, and then I was like, no, I'm actually going to use this all the time. There's a subscription that I go to, and it's called Smol, S-M-O-L, and they have dishwasher tabs. And they're all eco-friendly and they're great. You know, you can pause your subscription, you can get more, you can get less, you can kind of adjust it as it goes on. But basically every couple of weeks, a load of tabs just arrive and you have to think about it.
You have to think about it, and there they are. You're well done, you. Let's talk about those dishwasher tabs. Okay, so let's say you have not got your small subscription. You forgot to buy the dishwasher tab, but you've got the dishwasher full. You've stacked it so perfectly. The handles are down. The stuff is in the right place. There's no fine bone china. And then you're like, oh shit, no things, no detergent. I guess I'll just put in some fairy liquid because that's the same as washing in the sink. So it must be the same, right? Yes or no, Suds. Stevie? Suds. No. Why? Because those, you think that's the thing. Once again, it's not just the same as what you're doing in the sink. It's a totally different process. Once again, you're like, how different?
Again, feels like this is something that you have experienced in your life.
One time, yes. Because you just think, well, what's the problem? That's obviously the same. Again, those hard powered jets are going to create a sud explosion, even with a very small amount of fairy liquid, because that is not what they are designed to do. So the suds will then fill the dishwasher and then they will fill the kitchen. So no, do not
unless
do
you
it.
Want a bit of fun. You want to, unless you want a lovely bit party. Of fun.
Exactly. Then by all means do it. But again, not the same thing. Do, you know, learn how everything goes. Last couple of things, the pre-cleaning your dishes. Again, this whole like, why would we bother if we can, once we've pre-cleaned, just continue to clean in the sink. You not only do you not have to, it's actively not what the patent designer of the hand crank drying rack designed. He wants there to be food in there. So all this sodium chemical jet thing has something to work with, and so the pH balance of the water it needs food in there, so
you give it a good scrape
obviously
before
you don't just put a whole potato in.
Full peas,
yeah, the full anything half a pie recognizable as still a bit of food, obviously that's off, but just like a messed plate, fine. Sauce, yes. smeared bits of oil, fine. The very last thing is that plastic always needs to plastic anything always needs to go right to the top, as high as it possibly can, because of the...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because the bottom of the bottom rack is where the heating element is. And that is why, and again, I speak from experience, things melt.
I would love to be a fly in your dishwasher.
Well, I'm just like, well, whack it in. What's the problem? They melt. So that is that's what's going on down there. And obviously do a full load, because obviously for the environment, you know, it's obviously, you know,
the environment. Full load for the environment,
baby. And don't let anybody shame you about your personal style, but be open to understanding why they've made their things.
If you're covered in sods and everything's melted, you may have to take advice.
Your
from time
special
to time.
Method might not be the best one. But no one's is right. Basically, it's all about looking at your particular dishwasher, being like, where are the jets? How old is this machine? How much salt does it need? How much rinse aid? Which are two different things. Detergent is not fairy liquid. And knowing exactly what you need. And how, if it still exists, having a lovely read of the instruction manual.
I think that was one of the most high octane, dramatic and moving emotionally episodes that we've ever done. Thank you if you've stuck with us, I want to say why, but also thank you very much Meg as well. It was actually, I think it was a really great suggestion, and we've just like, I feel like I've just shat all over all the time. Meg, thank you so much.
I didn't think it was a bad suggestion. Really, when you relayed it to me, I was like 100%
we're
100%
doing it.
Because it's genuinely extremely confusing, and I would love an excuse to learn how the dishwasher works, and I have. God, am I ready now? I hope that was helpful. And I hope if nothing, it was
helpful,
a distraction.
Tessa. Tweet us at Nobody Panic Pod. Let's give a little bit of love to the DWs, okay? They need it.
They need it.
The unsung heroes of the kitchen.
Oh, good guys, good guys. If you have any other requests, and if this one has not been clear, there is no topic too big or too small. We will do anything. The police are coming. It was such a good episode.
it was too good.
We will take anything. Do tweet us at Nobody Panic Pod or Nobody Panic Podcast at gmail.com. I'm at Tessa Coates on Twitter.
And I'm at Stevie M on Twitter. The S is a 5, not an S. Thank you so much. And just have a great week. And you can just dominate that dishwasher, okay? You've got this, guys.
You've got this. Thanks for sticking with us. And we'll see you next week.
Thanks.
Okay. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.